I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Appreciate you putting up with that first segment. We were kind of all over the map there, but we're back, and it's still grilling season.
You say that, but see, I love bunny trails, so I didn't think we were all over the map. I thought it was pure fun.
Yeah, speaking of bunny trails, our friend Brad at... Our friend Brad at Garrett Appliance did a rabbit stew that I saw on Facebook, and I asked him, I said, is it rabbit season where you live this time of year? He goes, oh, no, it jumped out of the freezer. I'm like, ah, yeah.
Put a hole in the door.
Right. But anyway,
I think that's a good use for freezer food, and that's actually funny you should say that, because
I am the king of Segways. Come on
you
now.
You are. I've never seen you ride one.
Right. No. Are you kidding me? I like my skin right where it is. Yeah, I can't ride one of those things.
Some of these things we're looking at here, like especially segment four, doing marinated venison, perfect venison marinade. I'm thinking I'm already heading up to deer camp doing work.
Well, sure.
And I'm thinking, you know, any last little bit of venison in the freezer, most of us are trying to use up. And if you have some steaks, they might be or might not be, but they might be a little bit whiskery. So a marinade in that result is, in that case, is perfect. But talking about tenderizing and marinating and how to do that. But before we do that, I just read another article that's alarming. Kroger is saying that their meat prices are jumping. I don't know, it was a huge percentage, but if you need beef, they were talking about beef in particular. So if you need beef, I would buy it right now.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they're talking about a huge increase.
Hmm.
And everything's going up anyway.
Yeah, we'll have to get Sobey on the line, and he's always got insight to things like that, our butcher. We'll get him on and have him tell us about that next week. That'd be cool. It's been a while since he's graced our presence anyway.
I think it's a great time just to stock up, because as I look at the supermarkets, there's like 10% of the aisle space is just empty.
Yeah.
So they're not talking about it, but you can tell they're pulling everything to the front, and the backs are all empty too.
Yeah.
So I would be stocking up, because there's a lot of people talking about shortages, and we've gone through that already.
So what's the difference between tenderizing and marinating?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. No, yeah. Tenderizing, of course, I don't know if you're being honest. But
no, I am. I just think it's because there's a difference.
Yeah. You know, a meat tenderizer can be what you shake out of a bottle. Who's the company that makes the famous one?
It starts with an M.
Yeah.
I know.
Can't think of it.
Yep.
Or, of course, the good old-fashioned meat hammer.
Right.
Or
like if you ever have, if you still have one of those in your kitchen, it's flat on one side and it's got the little knurled face on the other side, right?
It's like a torture weapon. It'd be a great Viking tool.
Right.
But a jacquard is also, of course, a good way to go.
Right.
And if you don't have a jacquard and you're going to do brisket or any meats that are tough, you can go online. There's lots of guys that sell them, JACCARD, and they should send us a couple free ones by now, crying out loud.
Yeah, that's a name brand, but it's kind of like Kleenex, that they're all the same.
Yeah.
And it's a little bed of nails that perforates the meat. You can put your seasoning on before or after, it doesn't matter.
It's another weapon.
Right, yeah, it's another kitchen tool that we use. So that'd be on the tenderizing side.
Yes, and then Adolph's meat tenderizer.
Yes, there you go. It wasn't an M, it was an A.
That's okay. Adolph's meat tenderizer, it works. I'm not sure what's in it. I'm not sure if it's good for you, but I'm not sure I really care.
Right, yeah.
If you got a tough piece of meat, you got to do something with it.
Yep.
And if it's old freezer meat, especially lean venison or something like that, now's a good time to think about using that. We have both a jacquard and a hammer.
Yep.
And most kitchen stores sell the meat pounder.
Right.
And the one we have in our kitchen's like triangle head, and there's three. One's just flat, one's got small teeth on it, and one's got great big spikes on it. And you want a big cutting board, And you want to put an apron on.
Yeah, because it's going to get juicy.
It's going to splatter. And especially the way I do it, I always put some bacon grease or EVO on it.
Oh, you're going to drive it into the meat.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yep.
Just like the pork chop trick that I talk about all the time.
Right.
I pound that fat into that lean piece of meat and beat the heck out of it. You beat it bloody. You beat it till it doesn't even look like the cut you're starting with.
Right.
And by the time you get done grilling it, it's going to look just perfect.
It'll shrink back.
It comes right back.
Right. But you've driven those flavors into the piece of meat, which is what the purpose of it is. It'll come back to shape, and it'll be very flavorful.
Let's say you get a deal on pork loin.
Yep.
Cut them an inch and a half thick. Do the same thing. Put some bacon fat on it and pound the heck out of it with that hammer.
Right.
Just pound on it.
It'll flatten it out. It'll make it like twice as big around as it
like
was.
It'll look like a pork steak when you're done beating on it. But when you get it off the grill, it'll look the way it should, and you can cut it with a fork.
So marinating, with marination, we're usually using some sort of an acid in there to break down. Rather than using the hammer to break down the fibers, we're letting the chemical reaction happen. A couple things there is you got to be careful not to. And when I say acid, I'm talking about a citric acid.
Not from your car?
Right. No, not battery acid. But like an acidic citrus fruit. Lime or lemon or something of that nature will help break that down. And it's real good on very lean meats, again, is where you can marinate. And then there's all kinds of aromatic spices that you can add in there, as well as balsamic vinegars is another acid that you could use if it wasn't citrus.
Some guys use buttermilk.
Right. Yeah, and I've never understood that. The chicken places use buttermilk all the time. There must be an enzyme in that buttermilk that breaks that down.
You're a scientist,
right?
Don't you?
So, well, I read. therefore, I am. It's kind of like being a grilling expert. If you're on the radio and you talk about it, they make you an expert, right?
Tell me about global warming.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, I'm an expert at nothing. So marinating is there's timing issues. With marinating,
I think you're an expert at healthcare,
right? But there's timing issues with marinating. That is, don't leave it the protein, and generally it's a protein that you're marinating.
I'll give you a great example. I did those shish kebabs I was talking about that were live.
Right.
I streamed. When I pulled them out of the bag, I let them go for a day. The ends were a little white. That acid in that vinegar was already starting to cold cook that meat.
Right.
24 hours later. But it was breast meat.
Right.
So I didn't need to go so long. It was breast meat. And I never grill breast meat anymore. I always use skinless, boneless thighs.
Right.
Skinless, boneless thighs have so much fat and connective tissue, you could marinate them for a day easily.
Right.
And I would highly recommend it if you're trying to impart any flavor, because there's so much fat and skin on those things that the marinade doesn't just, you know, unless you're using a vacuum like a Miko vacuum marinator.
Nermicos?
That one that's made over on the east side of Michigan, M-E-C-O.
Right.
That Cowboy Rob taught us how to use.
Yep.
Unless you're using something like that, you're going to need a lot of time on a fatty piece. But
yeah. Anyway, so coming up next, we're going to spice it up a little bit, according to what this show plan says. Not sure where that's going, but you're going to want to listen. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of, to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.